Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, visit BetterHelp.com/stuff today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stuff.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by Consumer Guide Automotive. We make car buying easier.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. With me is fellow staff writer Charles Chuck Bryant. We call him Chuck. We know him and love him as Chuck. We think pretty highly of Chuck. How you doing, Chuck?
Hold on.
I know what you're doing. What is that from? Is it from Tremors?
No, it's not from the awesome Fred Ward movie Tremors.
Is it another Fred Ward movie? Maybe Uncommon Valor?
No. Remo Williams? No.
Huh. I'm stumped. What is it?
It's from Jaws.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. And you know
and
what
I
that means.
I have seen Jaws. It means that we're talking about sharks. You want to talk about sharks?
Yeah, let's talk about sharks. And more specifically, what you can do if you get attacked by a shark.
What can you do? I mean, I imagine like just lay there and, you know, bleed to death. That's what I always planned on doing.
That's one. I know you've professed to have a black belt in running away, but swimming away is not quite the same thing, my friend.
No.
I think the best advice you can give is to try and hit the shark in the nose. Grab the shark by the gills, or poke a shark in the eyes a la Curly from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, except I don't know if you can get your fingers across.
No, you have to come in from
wide.
Both sides,
yeah,
actually.
Which is cheating.
It is cheating.
Really?
But all of those three things could have an effect on making the shark leave for a couple of reasons. I know you want to talk a little bit about the receptors in a shark's nose.
How do you know that?
We're in sync that way.
Okay, we're simpatico, right?
Yes.
All right, so there's this thing in the shark's nose. It's basically in the shark's nose, the area of it, called the ampullae of Lorenzi.
Right, which you can order with a side of scongili.
Exactly, and you're all set and fat and happy, and you should probably wear the napkin in your shirt during that meal.
Always.
Right? So basically what this is it's a series of these little pores, and they're jelly-filled, and they have little hairs in them. And it's a shark's electrical receptors. Sharks pick up very, very faint electrical impulses put out by, like, living things.
Right.
Movement creates electricity, that kind of thing. And the shark can – it's one of the shark's senses. It's a sense that we lack that a shark has, right?
Right. And that's probably a reason why they've been around for hundreds of millions of years and we haven't.
Precisely. Yeah. And they haven't changed that much, have they?
No, they haven't. They used to be a lot bigger. The megalo – what was it called?
I think of megalodon.
That's it. He was like a great white, but three times the size, like 60 feet long, perhaps.
That's unsettling.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so, but apparently, and I'm not sure if this would have been the same case with the megalodon, but you, if you punch a shark in these pores, the ampullae of Lorenzi, it'd be tantamount to basically punching you in your soul, right?
Right.
I mean, if you could detect, maybe punching you in your fillings, your metal fillings in your teeth,
right,
while you were, you know, chewing aluminum foil.
Yeah.
I imagine it'd be something like that. That will get a shark's attention. It'll basically say, back off, pal.
Right. And there's a good chance that if you get a hold of the gills or you punch them in the nose like that, if you're able to do this, that's
mm-hmm.
the problem we talked about. If you're able to have the wherewithal while you're being attacked by a shark and taking in salt water and possibly having a foot ripped off, that you can bring it all together and say, well, let me go find that eye or that gill or even make a fist for that matter.
Right. It kind of makes me wonder if something that, another podcast we talked about, hysterical strength, if that comes into play.
Right.
Where you're just totally focused and just raining blows upon some poor shark saying, never come back, never come back,
right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Like Clubber Lang in Rocky III, just go off on the shark's nose. That's possible.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know if that would happen. I wouldn't want to know. And there are some considerations to actually fighting a shark. We also want to say that our esteemed colleague Kristen Conger wrote this article. And
she did.
She knows her stuff.
She actually went in the cage.
She's the shark fighter, yeah.
Right.
Kristen points out that when you're going for a shark's gills or its eyes, you're also simultaneously presenting your arm going, hey, shark, check it out. You want this?
Can you
take it?
And the flailing limb is kind of what they're attracted to in the first place.
Right.
Something they can easily grab hold of.
Right.
But I know the Mythbusters on the Discovery Channel tested this out by putting a sort of a Rock'em Sock'em robot that they made in a outside of a shark's cage. And this thing would, you know, they attracted the shark, and it would punch this guy in the nose, which was kind of cool.
Punch the shark in the nose?
Yeah, punch the shark, and it was kind of cool, but I also kind of felt bad for the shark. Because,
yeah, it's shark abuse.
Yeah, they're just trying to eat, you know. They don't mean anything.
I know. I mean, most shark attacks are, you know, mistaken identity, right?
Mistaken identity, and sharks. Some sharks are threatened because of overfishing and bycatch when they catch sharks when they don't mean to, and it's, you know, we need to protect the sharks, not go around punching them in the face.
So now that you know, this is very similar to martial arts. You never start a fight with a shark, but if a shark starts a fight with you, you can finish it. You should probably brush up a little more and read Can I Survive a Shark Attack by Gouging Out Its Eyes on HowStuffWorks.com. Ja.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.